Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Father, we thank you for gathering us here. We thank you for a wonderful time in your presence. Holy Spirit, I pray, have mercy on me. Speak through me. I pray, Lord, that you open the ears of your people to hear, not my voice, but your voice. In the name of Jesus. Help me, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for this great thing that is happening in this place. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, thank you. You may be seated. Well, I'm going to preach for 15 minutes. Oh, what's funny? Oh, Pastor Hima, why do you do that? Oh. I'm going to preach for 15 minutes, don't worry. Because Apostle has, you've been hearing messages on faith, great messages. For 21 days, today's the 21st day, and you've been blessed by, and you've been fed sumptuously by your pastor, Apostle Moses. I heard one of the messages on faith about the obstacles, and it really blessed me. So you guys have been well fed. I'm just coming to say one or two, and then I'll check out. Wow, I can't believe I'm here, actually. Wow, amen. So I'm preaching from my father's book. I'm here because of my father, Bishop Dyke Ward Mills. I'm a nobody. Thank you for clapping for my father. God bless you, Apostle. Those of you who are not clapping for my father, I'm watching you. When he comes, I'll tell him that this is what he didn't clap for you. But he's a wonderful man, and I really love him. I'm here because of him. You know, he sent me, come to Uganda, and I don't know, I just love Uganda, honestly. Yeah, I was in Ghana a month ago, and when I met one of our bishops, he's a Ugandan, Bishop Isaac Sally, but he's a full Ghanaian. When I met him, I was so happy. Jebaleko Sebo. Then, when he started speaking, I felt at home. I said, you know, I need to hurry up and come back home, you know. So this is home. Amen. I'm preaching from his book, How Can I Say Thanks? How can I say thanks? How can I say thanks? You may be seated. Amen. Now you have to understand that this question is a very great question, because a lot of people don't know how to say thanks. They are used to one way of saying thanks. Thank you. And even sometimes the thank you is not really from your heart. For formality's sake, you're not saying a thank you properly. But today, we're going to learn something. How can I say thanks? How can I say thanks? Yeah. How can you say thanks? You have to understand that you have to understand what has been done for you. Colossians 3:15. Yeah, it shows that I have 5 minutes more. Colossians 3:15. Oh, yeah. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Everybody say, be ye thankful. I can hear you say, be ye thankful. So it's not only about saying thank you, but actually having an attitude of gratitude. We need to build a culture of gratitude where our lives, what we do, say thank you to God. Hallelujah. I'm sure you've heard a lot of messages about thank you, so I'm just going to be quick. Our attitude must be thankful. But this is what what I'm actually doing is saying thank you for what has been done. You have to notice, number one, what has been done for you. Are you here? Are you here or you've gone home? Or you're thinking about the Rolex you eat? Don't do that. Don't do that. Just take your time. The Rolex, don't worry. You eat the chicken, all the chicken you can eat. You have to notice what has been done for you. Amen. And then there's power in being thankful. There's a lot of power released when you are thankful, when you're always saying thank you. You know, in the British culture, before you actually receive something, before it is given to you, you have to say thank you first before you receive it. How many of you believe that God has done a lot of things for us that we need to say thank you? Our hearts must say thank you. Our singing must, our life must portray gratefulness. Because what is happening is that there are a lot of ungrateful people in town. People who grumble. People who complain about everything. There are lots of people complaining. Complainers. Complaining. You pray to God that you want a job. God has given you a job. Now you are complaining about the job. And you are not rather thankful. You say you want to marry. You want to marry. A man with six packs. Dark and tall. With a little curly hair. Pastor Imam, you are disqualified at this point. Now you have received a man. And you are complaining. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do this. What? So what should we do? What should we do? Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. Yeah. And a lot of us complain a lot. You know, recently Bishop Dag was preaching, I think during GTW. And he said something that hit me hard. He said he was listening to Derek Prince. And Derek Prince said that the creme de la creme of ministry is missionary work. So when he said that, then I said, thank you, Jesus. I'm a missionary. I'm part of the creme de la creme. Then he said, but they have a problem. They like complaining. I said, Jesus, it's true. It's true. It's true. Yeah. Complaining. I said, no, I have to change. And rather be grateful. Fanopo, look at me. I'm standing in front and preaching to Ugandans. It's a great opportunity. It's a great blessing. It's like, who am I to be preaching to Ugandans? Who am I? Who am I? It's a great blessing. I have a church with people listening to me. I said, no. You know, one time God punished me. Yes, and I deserved it. Because, you know, when you are used to something, at a point you don't become grateful. How many of you know that? Like when you wake up in the morning, you don't thank God for your eyes. You don't thank God for your kidneys. The Lord, thank you this morning because this morning my kidneys was filtering some urine, you know, thank you so much. My eyes can see. You don't thank, because you are used to it. But there is somebody who is waiting for this miracle. There's somebody who is waiting for such a miracle. Yeah, because we are used to it. You know, I was used to certain things and I realized that no, I had to change the way I think. Yes. And now when I see certain things, I just thank God. Kneel down and thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Amen. So the power of being thankful, number one, saying thanks is a constant part of prayer. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Always saying thank you. Always saying thank you when something is being done. And even before the answer comes, say thank you. You know, in December, my daughter turned 6 and she lost her tooth. You know, so she believed in tooth angel or tooth fairy, I don't know. So she hid the tooth under the pillow, expecting a coin. You know, so she was there every morning. When she wakes up, she'll check, and my wife kept on forgetting to put the coin, to put a coin there. You know. But one day she came, my wife came to me and said, one morning my daughter woke up and she started singing, "He has done great things." She went to brush her teeth. "He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless." And my wife was hearing her sing. She said, "Hey, why is she singing the song?" And she said, "You know something? Let me go and put the coin there now. Let me go and put the coin there now." As you are waiting for your breakthrough, just start singing. Just start singing. God is bringing your blessings. God is bringing your miracle. She started singing, "He has done great things." And my wife said, "No." You see, God is moved. He's not moved by our complaints. He's not moved by our memories. He's moved by our thanksgiving, our worship, our praises. That's how he is moved. My wife went to put 2,000 there instead of a coin. She went to put 2K. So my daughter went back. "Bless his holy name." She went back to bed, lifted the pillow as usual, checking, and she found the 2K. She lifted the 2K. Daddy, the tooth fairy has given me. Today you are receiving your blessing. Your answer is coming. Your miracle is coming. The job you have been waiting for is coming. It's coming. That marriage you have been waiting for. Just lift up your hands with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Just say thank you. The answer is coming. Miracles are coming. Great things are coming. She started singing. She banged on my door. Boom, 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 boom. Daddy, it has come. It has come. It has come. Today, this year, you will be shouting, "My miracle is here. My breakthrough is here." And somebody jumping. It looks like people are not excited. Hey. I learned a lot from that. I learned a lot. My wife said she was moved as she was just singing. She didn't know that she was actually touching her heart. As you are just worshiping, as you are just giving thanks, you are actually touching God's heart. Sometimes God doesn't even want us to pray. I was so shocked when Pastor Benhin said that sometimes when he's praying 6 hours, 7 hours, he's praying for 1 hour and worshiping for 5 hours. Worshiping. Worshiping. I mean, when he went to First Love Church, I mean, online, I could feel the presence of God in my room. I said, "What is this? What kind of power is this? What kind of power is this?" Worship instead of complaining. Be thankful for the pastor God has given you. Be thankful for the pastor that God has given you. Instead of complaining, be thankful. Say thank you to God for Apostle Moses. Pray for him. Tell God to give him more life. Instead of complaining. Complaining. Do you know the number of people who wish he was your pastor? And you have him. Don't complain. He said, "I will give you pastors after my heart. When I look at you," Jeremiah 3:15, "when I look at you, you deserve Apostle Moses. When I look at you," I don't know why the back people at the back are not excited. I don't know why the people at the back are not excited. "When I look at you, I will give you a pastor. His name is Apostle Moses Mukisa. He's going to feed you. He has a beautiful teaching anointing." I mean, when he came to First Love Church. Yeah, he came to our church. I mean, we're feeling very good, you know, to host the great apostle. Yeah. And the teaching was beautiful. I almost gave my life to Christ again. Then I just remembered that, "Hey, you are the bishop. Sit down, eh? Sit down. You are the bishop. Sit down." I almost went forward. So I surrender all, Jesus. The first church, the church in the wilderness, they had one of the greatest prophets, Moses. I mean, everybody will want Moses to be their pastor. Somebody who can go to the president, Pastor Wilhelm. He can go to the, that's the first thing of the, yes, the president. And Egypt at that time was the America, superpower. And he'll go. I mean, to have a pastor who goes before the president is a great thing. But they didn't respect it. And they were rather complaining. It's fantastic. And then when he led them out of Egypt, they were still complaining. They said that the garlics, the cucumbers, and the things, we have missed all of them. After such a great deliverance, you see the human nature, we don't change. We are very ungrateful, I'm telling you. Even if God gives us the great pastors, we will still not move. It's so sad. The people kept complaining. Who is Moses? Is the Lord only speaking to Moses? God is also speaking to us. I mean, look at that. Ugliness. Disgraceful. Yeah. Instead of being thankful for the great prophet that God gave them, Moses. You see, and mind you, he was there in the bush minding his business. Yes, he was there minding his business. Apostle could have decided, I'm just doing my architecture job. I have my wife, my beautiful wife by me. My lovely children by me. Where would we be? Where would you be? Where would you be? Where ya? They will complain. I mean, can you imagine communion? Apostle Moses comes here and says, it's communion time. And then all of a sudden, bread falls from heaven. Wafers fall from heaven. Look at the miracles that we wish we had seen. They had it, but they were still complaining. It shows how ungrateful our nature, and I'm telling you, our nature is to be ungrateful. And you have to work on yourself by being spiritual and just obeying the scriptures and say thank you in all things, whether it's good or bad, just say thank you. Look at the beautiful church you have. You think it's normal, eh? You think it's normal? Today we are sword cutting in Jinja. Today here, we are building here. In Barara, we are building. Look at what is happening in this place in Uganda. Can't you see? Are you waiting for another generation to come and read about Apostle Moses?
Miss Pastor, when he comes, he's only preaching about Apostle Moses.
It's none of your business. I will preach about him. He's the one that God has given us. And we will honor him. I didn't hear, oh yes. I didn't hear, oh yes, from this side. You can't be jealous of your pastor. I'm almost done. Minutes more. The church in the wilderness, they experience miracles. The parting of the Red Sea. You wake up in the morning, frogs are at one place by your house. There's no frog. No frogs are there. Locusts. And it's wonderful things were happening. But the guys were blinded and were rather complaining. One day Moses decided to marry. And then they started complaining. Is it? It's wild though. And then God called Aaron and Miriam for a meeting. Come for a short meeting. Just come for a short meeting. Yeah. When you are called for a meeting, know that something is going to happen. At the end of the meeting, somebody was a leper. And somebody was on time bomb, waiting to die. Because of the anointing, he couldn't be killed. But God wanted to strike them. You are just there talking about your pastor. instead of being grateful. Yes. How many fathers do we have in Uganda? Proper fathers. How many? How many? And some of you, you are married in a church. Beautiful weddings. I see the pictures. I see the pictures. As you are kissing your bride, I'm seeing the pictures. Because of the pastor you have. Because of the pastor you have. I'm going home. I'm going home. Some people don't like my message. And they're here on the door. Yes, 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 yes. As you are opening businesses, as your finances is going up, it's because of the pastor you have. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. When you immediately receive the ministry of a shepherd, the first thing is that you will never lack. Never lack. But because you have not received him, when he preaches, then you are yawning. I mean, he's coming to preach the last session. That's why I'm preparing your hearts for the last session. I'm preparing your heart for the last powerful session. You are yawning. You are yawning. I don't say what I want to say. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Apostle. How can I say thanks? And some of you, you must hold his hand and say, we will be with you. We will fight for you. We will be with you to the end. We will be with you. Oh, yes. We will be with you. We will stand by you. You know, yesterday I was praying for some people in the church. And I prayed for everybody. And at a point, I called some 4 people. I said, as a missionary, these guys have believed a stranger. Who has come? Number one, he's short. He's short. He's a young boy. Then what is annoying? He says he calls himself a bishop. Who is this guy? But these guys believed and stood with me. They've been with me. Young boys and girls, they are with me. Why won't God bless them? Why won't God bless them? God will bless them for receiving a stranger. The reason why there's no power in your life. John 1:12. I'm closing. I have 1 minute. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he. There's no power in your life because you have not received him properly. But from today, it's changing. Power to do well is coming because you are receiving. So we must be grateful. In all circumstances, be grateful. Be grateful for your pastor. Be grateful for the church he's built, this beautiful church, the branches that he has. What a blessing. Your church. Finally, I want to talk about be thankful by being reasonable. Huh. Are you ready? Okay. Are you sure? You are ready? Are you sure? Let me go to the chapter. In conclusion, say thank you to God by giving him your reasonable service. Romans 1:12. I beseech you therefore, brethren. You see, before I even quote this scripture, you never know the value of a pastor. The reason why I went to Ghana in December, I was going to bury my pastor who brought me up. I've never been the same. I've never been the same since his son called me. I mean, I went to church, I was having personal all night. And I said, I'm just sleeping for 1 hour. You know how it is. But before he realized, it's gone. When I woke up, I had missed calls from his son. And I called back. And his son was screaming in my ears. Daddy is gone. after that, it was horrific. And I was in church alone. I didn't even know what to do. When I went to Ghana and I saw my pastor's body lying down, I couldn't believe this. That my pastor, right from 11 years, I'm here because of him. I preach like him. I'm telling you. I sing like him. I'm holding a microphone because of him. He made me sing. He made me conduct the choir. He gave me many opportunities. He made me travel. I just saw his body. I said, God, this is something. I'll just be in my room and cry. Like, it's not happening. How? Because I even planned to visit him in his country, Zimbabwe. Like, surprise or something. Surprise him. And I wanted to go and dance. Because when we dance, we are so happy. You don't feel the vibe. It's okay. I'm preaching. God wanted me to see the effect. I saw that something has been taken away from me. That's why I'm preaching about this. Because you will not know what you have. You will not know what you have. You may never know. That's why pray for him. Pray for him. Pray for him. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Please, we are saying thank you, God, because we are reasonable people. You have to know what is reasonable. You have to know what is reasonable to give to God. You have to know it. This is your reasonable service. You know, Bishop Dak said he was counseling a lady. And the lady was misbehaving in a marriage. He would not obey the husband. And then he asked the lady a question. That the boys, when Johnny Bravo came, do you know Johnny Bravo? Yeah. Weren't you doing skills with Johnny Bravo? Weren't you doing skills with Jack Toronto? John Willie, you had 7 boyfriends, you serviced them properly. But this one that has come and has married you, has put a ring on your finger, chosen you, did Kwanjula, bought cows, Kuchala, white wedding. That one too, you are misbehaving. You are being unreasonable. After Jesus has saved you, washed you with his blood, washed you, cleansed you. Is that how you are saying thank you? By not doing anything in church? By not giving your life? By not giving your all? By not giving your energy? But rather complaining? Some of us are just warm, pure warmers. Pure warmers. You just come to the church and just sit on the chair. Nothing. You are not being reasonable. You are not being reasonable. After all that he's done for us. This is your reasonable service. Holy, separate, different. This is our year of glory, going and glorying. Yes. I'm going to see the number of people who actually go. Yes. To go is actually your reasonable service. To be a missionary is a reasonable service. To work full time for God is a reasonable service. To give offerings and big offerings to build churches is your reasonable service. Yes. How can I say thanks? I will say thanks by giving my life. I will say thanks by giving my all. I will say thanks by giving my energy. Beautiful girl, you are giving your beauty to Jack Toronto. As he's pressing your breast. I shouldn't say it. I'll say it. As he's squeezing you. He has not married you, but you are giving your energy and your time. Beautiful girl. Beautiful girl. Instead of giving your beauty to evangelism, going somewhere. Hello. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. That one you can't do.
You are waiting to be old before you give your life to Jesus and say, I'm going to serve him. I'm going to say, that's when you are waiting. When you are shaking. When you cannot see. When you cannot put on heels. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? Be reasonable. Be reasonable. That's why I love David. Apostle Moses quoted a scripture before I came. He said, what shall I render? 2 Samuel 7. Let's go there. And I end with this. Some young men here. What Jesus has done for you by saving you. And you're not preaching. You will not join Harvest Institute to be trained by apostle. You will not join. But you're rather proud. As if you know. You don't know anything. As I'm preaching, I even don't know anything. I'm telling you. No, 2 Samuel 7. I think he's eating matoki at the back. That guy is. This is not the time to eat matoki, eh? Amanike. Somebody has sent Amanike to you. Careful. It has not come. He's still chewing the last meat. That the king said unto Nathan, David was being reasonable. The prophet, see, now I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. I like the NLT, nailed me. Change the version. Change the version. Change. Change. The king summoned Nathan the prophet. Look, David said, I am living in a beautiful cedar palace, but the ark of God is out there in the tent. But start from verse 1, because that's my favorite verse. I don't know why you jump. It's the matoke is worrying you. When King David was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all the surrounding enemies. Some of you here, God has given you rest. You are driving a beautiful car. You have a nice house. You have children. You are blessed. You are rested. And David said, you have a good job. You are earning 50 million a month. Somebody's receiving it in the name of Jesus. What? He said, I am enjoying. And how come? How come the ark of God? The ark of God is intense. How? How can it be? It is never possible. I must do something. So he summoned Nathan and said, Nathan, come here. I need to build a house for God. And Nathan said, whatever is in your heart, because even Nathan was ashamed that you, the prophet of God, you have not even thought of building a house. That's why God liked David. God was so impressed. I mean, you want to build me a house? Go to verse 4. Go ahead. Do whatever. But the same night, there are some things that trigger God. When you're being reasonable, God is triggered. He said, let's read this. It's a long passage, right? Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord has declared. Are you the one to build a house for me to live in? Like, I'm so shocked that you, the murderer, you want to build a house for me. Look at the church. You have TV at home, but there are no LED screens in the church. Have you thought of it? No. And there was silence. There will be. But rather you are complaining. Go and tell me, I have never lived in a house. From the day I brought the Israelites out of, look at the time frame. Come on. Come on. Come on. He was just being carried. God was just being carried. His presence was just being carried. And nobody has thought of it to build me a house. Some of you here, after this meeting, you have to give your land. And say, Apostle, I'm giving you this land to build a church. That's your reasonable service. That is your reasonable service. I'm not finished. Until this very day, I have always moved from one place to another. With a tent and a tabernacle as my dwelling. Continue. Yet no matter where I have gone with the Israel, I have never once complained.
Pastor Ola, am I making sense? Yes. If I'm not making sense, just show me red card, then I close.
To Israel's tribal leaders, the shepherds of my people, Israel, I have never asked them, why haven't you built me a beautiful cedar house? Why? I have never complained. But it was in somebody's heart, somebody who was reasonable. Somebody was, look at you, you have had abortion 7 times. You have had abortion 7 times. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but the Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who loved me? Who loved me and gave himself? How come you are giving half of yourself to him? Quarter of yourself to him? Evangelism, you complain. Start a mission community, you complain. Go on outreach, you complain. Everything, you complain. You are not being reasonable. Say thank you to God. How can I say thanks? I say thanks to God by being reasonable. I have a house. I live in a good place. I have a car. I'm driving. I have children. How come? How come God? How come God? Please continue. I'm not finished. Now go and say to my servant David, and say to myself, he was a king. He was like, but that guy was a prophet too. One of the top prophets is David. And number one is Abraham. No, Elijah. There are children when it comes to prophetism. Abraham are the seniors. Moses, yes. Only in the school of the prophets in heaven is Abraham who is sitting down. Because he's the only one who has the title friend of God. And the prophet is a friend of God. This is what the Lord of heaven armies has declared. I took you from tending sheep in the pasture and selected you. You have been selected. You have been chosen. I've chosen you. I selected you. You were tending sheep to be the leader of my people Israel. Look at where he's coming from. Remember where you are coming from. Remember where you are coming from. Remember the ghetto you were in. Remember the ghetto you were in. Remember when you didn't have a job. Remember when you were not married. Remember, 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 and stop complaining. But rather have an attitude of gratitude. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. And give yourself. Give yourself to this mission unreservedly. Let us give our hearts and our minds to the work of God. Yes, God has saved you. You're a young boy, you're a young girl here. Give yourself to Jesus after he has saved you. Paul said, I was injurious. I was a blasphemer. I was a blasphemer. But look at me. I thank God who has enabled me to be in the ministry. I thank God. I would have gone to hell. You know, one day I was preaching like this in university. I had a church. And I was preaching. And after, I felt a sharp pain. Very sharp. So I stopped preaching and I went home. Before I realized I was in an ambulance. You know, but before then, I was contemplating whether I should come full-time ministry. Meanwhile, we have been trained in our church. I've heard the message. I was still contemplating. God said, I'll show you how to make a decision. Let's have a meeting at the hospital. Let's have a short meeting. It's just 2 days. Let's have it there. After the meeting, I am coming, Lord. I am coming. I'm giving myself holy. The woman, John 11. Thank God, I have 1 minute.
You guys, you can laugh at me. Oh, mercy. John 11. Ah, he has changed from Matoke to Posho. Now I'm convinced. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her, whose brother Lazarus was. It was that Mary. It was that Mary who came to Paul after being delivered from demons. Some of you have been delivered from demons. How are you saying thank you? Mary said, their room grew still as she made her way to Jesus. She stumbled through the tears. She said, "Help me." Some spoke in anger. The folks whispered, "There's no place here for our kind." She launched again to the same that washed her face. Until at last, she knelt before his feet. And though she felt no, everything she said was heard. As she poured a love for the master with a box alabaster. It wasn't expensive. After being delivered from demons, because I heard how a certain demonized guy, the madman of Gadara, was living in tombs. I, Mary, I could have been staying in the tombs. What is a year's ointment? What is a year's perfume? What is my hair? Why shouldn't I wipe his feet with my hair? I am being reasonable. I don't care when people look at me and just look at me some way. I will wash his feet with my hair and I'll pour my love. I'm being reasonable. I'm being reasonable. Upstairs, everybody here, let's be reasonable. This is your reasonable service. Reasonable service. And I thank God for my prophet. I thank God. I thank God. I really thank God. When I think about him, yes. Pastor William is also a missionary here. He's also a missionary here. He even came before me. How many years? 5 years. Yes. He's been here serving the Lord. Pastor Apostle Moses has declared this year that this is our year of going and glory. This is a year you will become reasonable and God will call a prophet and say, "Look at my servant. I just called him. He was nothing. He was a nobody in the church." I'll tell you something about going and I'll close. Luke 10:18. When Jesus sends the disciples 2 by 2, something is going to happen in Worship Harvest. I'm going to prophesy. Something is going to happen. And give me the verse before, 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord," and I'll tell you something about missionary work. You will be excited. You will be happy. No, you'll be happy. God will take care of you. Yeah, I live a supernatural life, oh. Oh, and I'll not lie to you. Supernatural. Sometimes my wife is even amazed. She's shocked, like, hey. She just followed, like, Charlie, are we coming to suffer or something? No, but she's shocked at the supernatural life we are living. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." This is what they were excited about. But Jesus said, please. There was something happening in the spiritual realm. Just by going, it's not about the demons that you were casting. Look at what happened. And he said, "Them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I declare that Satan is falling in this country. As we go and we glory, Satan is falling down." It's falling down. It's not about you going rejoicing. I cast out them. There was something happening in the spiritual realm. As I'm here, there's something happening in the spiritual realm. There's something happening, I don't even know. You will not be aware of it, but something is happening in the spiritual realm. As you just obey your prophet by going in glory. Lift up your hands.
Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I'll be reasonable. Begin to pray and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Some of you have been complaining too much. Oh, I need some people to pray. Now, this is the moment of surrender. Paul said, I will not disobey the heavenly vision. The heavenly vision. The heavenly vision. I was injurious. I was a blasphemer. And he appeared to me. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. Oh, I worship you, Almighty God. There is none. You have done so much for me.
I cannot tell it all.
Oh, surrender your heart as you say, if I had 10,000 tongues, oh,
still won't be enough.
Let's sing again. You have done so much. You have done
so much for me.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cannot say it all.
What shall I render? What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done, for
he has done so very much for me.
What shall I render? What shall I unto Jehovah? Father, we thank you that from today we'll be like your servant David. Thank you. We'll be reasonable, Lord. We will be holy. We'll be acceptable. We will do what you want us to do. We will surprise you. We will go. We will glory. Father, thank you for the great apostle that you've given us in this house. Great apostle Moses. Father, we thank you for what you are going to do this year with him. Ah, I see a clear path that has been made for Apostle. And he's walking on it. The obstacles have been removed. I just saw it in the realm of the spirit. A clear path. It's been clear. It's been clear. It's been clear. It's been clear. The miracles are coming. The miracles. And I see you lifting up your hands.
and saying, it is you, Jesus. It is you, Jesus. It can only be you.
It is the Lord. This miracle, it must be
the Lord. It is the Lord.
It is
the Lord. Malofeki sebele valomeme shaya baba baba.
Ile meleve soni me aya baba koba shene melevia. Rimeleve kusta pa falama shede. Ile ama mama shede ama mama.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. I'm going to leave the altar call to our Father and our Pastor. I want you to really hold his hand. Fight for him. Stand by him. Love him. Love him. And I tell you, you'll see things happening in your life.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555. We're taking territory.